This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Happy May. Y'all, where is the year going? I know I say that every year that the year is going fast, but dang, like, it's going a little too fast for me. I hope your day is off to a great start today and you are thriving out there in the world wherever you are. If you're new here, my name is Ashley and I have the pleasure of being the host of this podcast. I don't know how you found me, boo, but I'm super glad that you did. That being said, if you love the show or have been tuning in the last few episodes, I'd love to know what you think. Depending on the app that you are listening on, please leave us a rating and a review. This is how we stay relevant in the podcast world. It helps other people find and listen to the show. I read your comments and reviews and your DMs, and it means the world to me. Sometimes I can be doing something as simple as brushing my teeth in the morning, and I'll read a review or a DM from someone, and I'll just break out in tears because your comments and your feedback is always just so kind. And you guys tell me your stories and how the podcast has been helpful. And to be 100% honest with you, some days I really need to hear that. So thank you, boo. I appreciate all of you today. Also, not related to feedback or today's episode, but y'all, we have a TikTok, and when I say I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing. So if you're on TikTok, come find us. The handle is at Hey Slay Girl Slay. Y'all, go look at the page and let me know if it's given or not, because chow. At this point, all these apps, pages, reels, TikToks, it's in God's hands at this point, because I'm tired. Being on social media allows us to stay connected with all of you outside of the podcast. And y'all, the devil works hard, but these algorithms work harder. So we are doing our absolute best to stay connected with all of you. And for those of you that have Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and all the things for business purposes, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. So last episode, we talked about happiness and why it's so important to not put off doing things that make us happy, even if it requires us to do a little more throughout the day. I challenged everyone to find the things that make them happy and to do those things without guilt and without shame and just enjoy that moment because you deserve it. Today, I wanted to share kind of the other side of that idea. While yes, you should take full responsibility for the things that make you happy, but to also remember that you, sis, do not carry the responsibility of making other people happy. For all of my life, I have had anxiety when I need to buy someone a gift. So like Mother's Day, Father's Day, a friend's birthday, celebration parties. The only gifts I truly enjoy giving are baby gifts, baby showers, because I know the baby is gonna need whatever I get. But sometimes it takes me a very long time to think about what I'm going to get someone because I want my gift to be perfect. I want them to love what I got them. And so I find myself really thinking about what I want to give them. And then I end up overcompensating and giving them something more than I probably needed to. Because at the end of the day, I realized It wasn't even about the gift itself, right? It wasn't even about trying to please them. But I was most concerned with whether or not that person would be pleased with me. Some of you are sitting on some really dope ideas. Some of you have been wanting to step it up and take your business to the next level, take your projects and creativity to the next level, take your life to the next level, but you have not moved because you are concerned with whether or not the world, your peers, your family, your audience will be pleased with what you do. A lot of us hold back from doing really awesome, life-changing things because we want it to be so good and we want it to be perfect. But because we don't know how it will be perceived, we don't know if everyone is going to be happy, we end up sitting still and not moving at all. I know that there are bestsellers within you, podcasts within you, million-dollar companies within you, movies within you, businesses within you, wealth within you, purpose within you. But we are paralyzed because we don't know if people will like it, if people will be happy with who we are and what we do. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is that no matter what you do, there will always be someone who does not like it. There will always be someone who is not pleased. So instead of being paralyzed by fear of what other people will think, instead of putting yourself in the position of trying to create the perfect product, the perfect business, the perfect video, the perfect podcast, recognize that you are not the key to someone else's happiness, but you do hold the keys to your own. I used to play the flute in grade school. I don't know if y'all knew that, but you know it now. And I used to compete in my state. I would practice for hours every day after school because I wanted to get first place at competition. There was this one competition, and your parents and other kids and their parents would come into this room and watch you perform. My dad was sitting in the back, and at this point, he has heard this piece that I'm playing because I had been practicing for months, and he knew what it was supposed to sound like. I get up there, I'm nervous, but I start. It wasn't perfect. I stumbled a few times, I forgot my count, and I messed up the melody, but I kept going, and I finished. I sat back down next to him, and I didn't even look at him because my eyes had already started to fill with tears because I was disappointed, because I had worked so hard, and it still didn't come out the way that I wanted it to. He just leans over and whispers, "But did you do your best?" I nodded and quickly trying to wipe the tears from my face because I hate when people see me cry. So then he goes, "Well, then your best was enough. Even if you do not win today or please the judges, you did your best, and your best will always be enough." We're all working to get to first place in something, right? Our careers, raising good families, building profitable businesses, working on changing our perspectives and getting healing so that we don't pass our traumas down to the next generation, changing our lives. But you won't please everybody while doing so, sis. But if who you are and what you do is your best, then who you are and what you do is enough. I think we all have to let go of this idea of just trying to make the world, our friends, our family happy with every single thing that we do. We put so much unnecessary pressure on ourselves, and I'm talking to you because I'm talking to me too today. We want to do well, and we want them to be pleased, and we want people to engage with us and like us and buy our products or work with us. And instead of working from a place of just doing things and creating things to make us happy, to bring us joy, we get into this cycle of doing things and creating things that will hopefully be pleasing to other people. We also will hold back from doing things that we want to do, and we end up procrastinating or just never finishing something we've started because we're wondering how it will be perceived. And we're human, and we crave that validation from others. But what I want you to understand is that no matter how much work you put in, no matter how hard you try, there will always be somebody who does not like it. And you know what? That's okay. Your best is enough, boo. Even if someone is unhappy, even if someone doesn't like you or what you do or how you do it, even if you don't get likes or comments or follows or subscribers, if you did your best, then your best was and will be enough. Get into this habit of just asking yourself, was this my best work? Did I show up as my best? Did I put my best into this project? Did I give my best today? Not the best the world thinks I should do, but my personal best. And if it was, let it go. We all have to start having more self-compassion and self-kindness and start quieting that inner critic who makes us believe that we can't do it, right? That we're not good enough, that we shouldn't do what we love because others might not be pleased with it, that if it's not perfect, they won't like it. No, it's time for that inner critic to have several seats. I didn't win that competition. I didn't please the judges. I spent hours practicing and preparing and doing something that I loved to do. And that day, I went home empty-handed. No trophies, no ribbons, no celebratory messages from family, nothing. But I was okay because even though I didn't win over the judges, I won over myself. And that has been a lesson I have kept with me ever since that day. No matter how hard I work, how hard I try, no matter what I do, I will always be enough. And sis, so will you. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.